Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The DH, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Marty Patton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cepeda hits a line drive towards first. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Kelly reaches third base with a triple. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Melton reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado bunts towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Yastrzemski moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy is hit by the pitch. Griffin moves to second. Terry Forster now pitching. Danny Cater pinch hits for Rick Miller. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing center field. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Griffin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.